It's time for Rhema for Today.
I didn't have time to pray. I didn't have time to have all-night prayer meeting. I didn't have time to fast. All I had time to holler was, "Oh, God!" Next thing I know, that bike hit in the middle of the road, the back wheel goes, and I run up on the side of the mountain, up this way and back down, and stopped the thing right in the middle of the road. They realized something was wrong. They turned around and came back shining their lights. And they looked over and they said, "Hey, look here, your back tire, you can see where it was sliding in the gravel." And he said, "It was still sliding. It went over the edge. How in the world did you get it back? You were lucky." I said, "No, I wasn't lucky. I believe God took it, big old hand, reached down from heaven, put it on that back wheel."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
There's no use to be afraid in these situations. God is able to deliver you. If you find yourself right in the middle of it, God will still take care of you. If you'll believe Him and not be afraid. You see, you got to learn how to know that God is able in the very midst of the storm. Several years ago, I went to Kenya and I preached in Kenya. I preached about believing God. I preached about that you could believe God and have whatever that you said according to the Word of God if God said you could have it. See, ain't no use trying to say something and get something that the Word of God didn't say you can have. That's a false confession. It won't come true. You can only confess what God said is yours. If God said you could have it, then you can confess and have it. If He didn't say you could have it, then you're going to have to work with Him on it and pray and ask Him about it. But if He already told you right here that you can have it, then some people say you're manipulating. No, you're not manipulating God. You're just telling God that you want what belongs to you. And many of you have done the same thing with your parents. Your parents said, "Son, such and such is yours. Daughter, such and such is yours." And all you do is go in and ask for what's yours, what belongs to you. You understand that? Our God is able. I went back. Was it 3 years later I went back or 2 years later? I forget exactly. And one of the brothers took me out and he showed me his house. It had a grass roof on it before. But now it had a tin roof. Now he was considered rich and prosperous because he had a tin roof on his house. He said, "Let me tell you how I got the tin roof on my house." He said, "We had a famine." He said, "My little plot that grows sugar cane, I went out there and walked around it and I claimed that it would grow the cane." And he said, "It was no rain anywhere else around, but on that plot it rained." On that plot of ground it rained. He had the only sugar cane crop that there was. If you're a farmer and you got the only crop that there is, guess what? It's worth a bunch. He sold his crop. And he had plenty of money. He said, "I paid my tithes to my church. I put a roof on my house." All kinds of things. He got him a motorbike. That's equivalent over there then to have a motorbike. A motorcycle was equivalent. That'd be equivalent getting a Cadillac. If they got a car, any kind of car, that'd be equivalent having a Rolls Royce. But I'm going to tell you what. This works anywhere you at. It don't make no difference where you are. If you believe God, it'll work. Yeah. Our God is able. Yeah. He's able to deliver us in the midst of the storm. Several years ago, my son was in the 8th grade. One night, I heard him. I went up there rolling in the floor with pain. He had a tumor right here. It's what the CAT scans and all said. I had to have immediate miracle or else his life would be taken. It was so close to the brainstem. We went ahead and had an operation. That didn't hinder my faith. My faith was in God. One of the ladies that was one of the nurses in there said it was a perfect operation. She said the power of God was in that room. She'd been believing God for healing for her body. She had a manifestation of healing in her body while the surgeon, he's a Christian, spirit-filled surgeon, operated on his head, and the anointing of God was in that place. But they couldn't get just all of it. There's one little ridge down in there that they couldn't get to. And by the mean, my God's able. My God's able. And when he was already as old as he was, you're not supposed to be able to grow the bone, not supposed to be able to grow back together. Last CAT scan he had, the bone was growing back together. There is no trace whatsoever of that thing anywhere in there. What the good doctors couldn't do, God was able to do the rest. And he sat there preaching the word of God. When God called into the ministry, he told him, he said, devil tried to destroy your life two times. But you call to the ministry. And he's following that. Our God's able. Our God's able. 1964. I was stationed in Taipei, Taiwan. We all had motorcycles. And I'd ridden down island with a bunch of the guys on our motorcycles. I had the smallest one of the bunch. I had a little Honda 150 Dream. And they had Bonneville Triumphs and old BSA one lung. Some of you people don't even never seen a BSA one lung, but some of you know what. Anybody, everybody know what a BSA one lung is? Yeah, I know about how old you people are then. Unless you've read about them somewhere. We were coming back up island. I was bringing up the back end because I didn't have, they had 500s and 650s. I was running, well, there's a couple of 350 Hondas and a couple of 250 Dreams in there, but I had a 150 and I'm got it opened up about all it'll do. And we coming down between. And I don't, y'all know how the wind blows down in the mountain pass. Yeah. We come around the corner between two mountains. And the wind caught, of course, I'm, you know, when you got a motorcycle opened up pretty good, your center of gravity and your light, you're light anyway. You don't have a whole lot of traction on the thing anyway. The wind hit that thing and it started sliding sideways. Man, I'm kicking gears and doing every kicking the ground with one foot, trying to push the thing back up and get it upright. I knew if I ever hit the gravel on the side, I'm gone. It's a 1,000-foot drop-off. It's night. Already dark. And I knew it was over. And I heard the gravel. I didn't have time to pray. I didn't have time to have all-night prayer meeting. I didn't have time to fast. All I had time to holler was, "Oh, God!" Next thing I know, that bike hit in the middle of the road, the back wheel goes, and I run up on the side of the mountain, up this way and back down, and stopped the thing right in the middle of the road. They realized something was wrong. They turned around and came back shining their lights. And they looked over and they said, "Hey, look here, your back tire, you can see where it was sliding in the gravel." And he said, "It was still sliding. It went over the edge. How in the world did you get it back? You were lucky." I said, "No, I wasn't lucky. I believe God took it, big old hand, reached down from heaven, put it on that back wheel, just give it a little shove. My God's able. He's able to take care of you, no matter where you are or what you're doing. You don't have to pray all night. A lot of these people talking about you got to pray all night to cast out a devil. No, you don't. All you got to do, in the name of Jesus, cast him out. He's got to go. Bible says so. God is able. God's able to heal you. When I was 15, I had an ear disease. I'm not going to tell the whole story. But I never was supposed to get my head underwater again. I began to believe God for my healing. We came back after Christmas break. Port Arthur, Texas. Woodrow Wilson Junior High School. We had the pool. They had one Olympic size swimming pool, and each PE class took turns using the swimming pool. This was our turn. Doctor said, "Don't ever put your head underwater again." He said, "In fact, you need to move out into Arizona or California desert where there's no humidity because of this fungus and stuff that was growing in my ear." It had come back with the boys from World War Number Two out of some of the South Sea Islands. That's where it'd come from. Somehow I contacted, it grows in damp, wet climates. For people who don't realize that the main street of Port Arthur, Texas is right at, and some of it is just barely below sea level. It is wet and it's damp at that altitude. I don't know whether you realize it or not.
But that day, I said, this is my day. Got out of math class, slammed my books in my locker, took off for the gym, slammed through the double door so fast it hit the coach. And he said, Hagin, what in the world is the matter with you? I said, never mind, coach. Went to my locker, got on my swimming trunks, burst into where the pool was. Coach couldn't figure out what was the matter with me. I was the first one there. See, we had last period. Back in those days, if you played any kind of athletics, you had last period PE. Yeah. And if that was your season, you went out and practiced. If it wasn't, you went to PE class. And the coach kept you late anyway, working you out in there, keeping you in shape. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? So he didn't care whether we got there on time or not, because he going to keep us 30 minutes afterwards running wind sprints or doing something. And when we had the pool, he made us swim those crazy things. That ain't no fun when you ain't a good swimmer either. And the first one down gets to get out, and the rest of them have to swim another lap. But this day I was in there in a hurry. I went down in that pool in the shallow end, went right down on the bottom, put my nose on that black line. And I began to swim to the other end. With every stroke, my head screaming at me, you're crazy, boy. You know what the doctor said. You know how bad that ear hurts. You can't even sleep at night. I'm in a dead sleep. If I turn over and just touch it, I'd come straight out of the bed screaming. It hurts so bad. And it was swollen up about two sizes. You know, looked like I had two ears over here instead of one. My mind's screaming at me. But my heart is saying, I'm healed. My God is able. You're dumb, boy. My God is able. How crazy can you be? You know what the doctor said. Yeah, I know what the doctor said. But I also know what Dr. Jesus said. My God is able.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, Overflow, Living Above Life's Limits. Next is Lynette Hagin's single CD entitled Defeating Satan's Strategies Through Prayer. Also, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, A Better Covenant. These items are for the special price of only $18. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah. It'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. Registration just opened at the beginning of this month, and it's early bird registration right now.
Right.
So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And hey, go ahead and save $20 and register. You can go to rhema.org/KT.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.